Thank you, everyone, for coming today, despite the slightly unusual nature. And I just want to thank the team that's helped set this up by video. As you can see, and as has been reported, I'm currently self-isolating. I felt well yesterday, but woke up with a sore throat. And although my symptoms are mild, it is important to underline that no one is exempt from staying at home, even when they have mild symptoms. I would like to thank all those who have reached out to me and expressed well wishes. I really appreciate it. And as you can see, I am feeling okay. I just have this sore throat. My symptoms do not appear to be consistent with what is typically seen with COVID-19. I do not have a cough or a fever. Despite this, as I have consistently said in these updates, if you are not feeling well, stay home, self-isolate. We cannot risk exposing our coworkers and neighbors if we are sick. This is what our new normal looks like. Earlier today, I was tested for COVID-19 at the request of senior leaders to ensure that I am able to return to work in person as soon as possible and not to have to wait 14 days, as would be if I did not have a test. While I wait for these results, I continue to self-isolate. As I said yesterday, you don't need to wait for a lab result to do what's right. Stay home if you're sick. I want to reassure Albertans that I continue to perform my duties as Chief Medical Officer of Health while I self-isolate. I continue to participate on conference calls, receive regular updates and briefings throughout the day. And I will continue to update Albertans through these media opportunities. As I have repeatedly said, this is our new normal. We must adapt and find creative solutions. While I know it is not possible for everyone, the ability to work from home is going to become more important for those in occupations where this is possible. I would also like to take a minute to talk about self-isolation, particularly actions that I have taken to reduce the risk to my family members. I'm fortunate to be able to have a spare bedroom where I can self-isolate with my own bathroom. I'm not eating meals with my family, and I am staying 2 meters away from others in my household. Even though my symptoms are mild, I believe it is important to follow the advice I have been providing to others over the last several weeks. This is another part of our new normal. Even without a lab test, these steps are important to take proactively. With respect to our current situation in Alberta, over the last 24 hours, we have confirmed 18 new cases of COVID-19. This means that 74 cases have now been identified in the province. For the first time, we now have confirmed cases in every health zone in Alberta, one case each being confirmed in north and south zones today. This pandemic will impact all Albertans, no matter where they reside in the province. All Albertans need to come together and do our part to help stop the spread of COVID-19. Currently, 5 individuals are receiving treatment in hospital and are in stable condition. All other confirmed cases are self-isolating at home and expected to make a full recovery. As always, health officials have taken swift action to isolate the new cases and any close contacts who may be at risk. As mentioned yesterday, we believe that 2 cases are the result of community transmission. Community transmission is when a person catches the virus from someone who has no traceable travel connections. This could mean that Albertans are exposed within their communities. As announced yesterday, in response to the increased potential of community transmission, we took additional action. I believe these were necessary actions to help slow the virus and protect public health. Today is the first day of canceled classes in schools. I know this decision is going to impact parents for the days and weeks ahead as we all find childcare solutions. To be clear, we did not close schools. Teachers and other school staff should continue to come to their schools to plan potential alternatives for students, particularly those in grade 12. Yesterday, we also announced that all licensed childcare facilities, out-of-school care programs, and preschools were to close immediately. I know many parents are looking for childcare arrangements, such as private childcare providers. While these groups are able to remain open, these unlicensed day homes can only care for up to 6 children, not including their own, at any one time. These arrangements are not monitored by the province, and I encourage parents to seek out information to make informed decisions. While grandparents and other seniors are a great help with childcare, I would encourage limiting their exposure to children who have any signs of illness, even mild illness. Older Albertans are at an increased risk of having complications if they were to get COVID-19. Parents should also take precautions and limit the number of play dates to reduce the chances of community transfer of any virus. Parents should ensure that whether they are having friends or family care for their children or they're attending a day home, hand washing facilities or hand sanitizer must be available to children and visitors with reminders to wash their hands frequently. Any day homes, approved or private, should routinely clean and disinfect surfaces that people regularly touch, like toys, door handles, keyboards, toilets, and tables. We should also advise visitors and children not to enter if they are feeling unwell. All have a role to play in the days ahead. We have more information to help you plan at alberta.ca/COVID-19. I encourage you to visit this site to receive the latest information available as we do update it daily. Today I added a Twitter account, CMOH_Alberta, to the tools I am using to share information with Albertans. I know the situation can be overwhelming and create anxiety as we watch the global effort to prevent the spread of COVID-19. We as Albertans and Canadians must come together and support one another. We must continue to be compassionate and do what we can to help one another. I'm hearing from Canadian Blood Services that they are seeing a decline in blood donations. The need for blood donors remains strong. It is safe to donate blood during COVID-19. Your donation can help save a life. As we work to contain COVID-19 and keep the public informed on the situation, we should also think of those who are battling their own health issues unrelated to COVID-19. Blood donation can help address the feeling of helplessness people have in the face of COVID-19. Gaining a sense of control by helping others can help contribute to an overall sense of well-being. The health of Albertans is and always will be our top priority. We will get through this together. Thank you, and I'm happy to take any questions you may have.